with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. From his family's Atwater Kent radio came the noise of a squeaking door, the rattle of a machine gun, the clacking of a train. Radio images that remain fresh in the mind of writer H. Paul Jeffers.
You couldn't get me away from the radio when Mr. District Attorney was on, or The Shadow, for instance, or Inner Sanctum.
Good evening, friends of the Inner Sanctum.
H. Paul Jeffers is the author of Murder on Mike, the second thriller featuring Private Eye Harry McNeil, who hangs his hat at the Onyx, a former speakeasy on Manhattan's 52nd Street of the 1930s.
My detective, Harry McNeil, is a jazz aficionado, plays the clarinet and sits in on jazz sessions in the clubs, and his office is above the Onyx.
In fact, the first Harry McNeil novel was called Rub Out at the Onyx. In Murder on Mike, Jeffers' tough-talking hero investigates a killing in Studio 6B of the old Blue Network at Radio City in 1939.
The murder involves the murder of the producer and star of one of radio's most famous detective broadcasts, Detective Fitzroy's casebook.
Sound effects play a key role in Murder on Mike.
If you wanted to set a scene in radio, you did it with sound effects. Falling rain, or the sound of a railroad train, or a speeding automobile, or someone walking down a hallway or up a flight of stairs. All that was created live by a sound effects man in the studios.
H. Paul Jeffers is news director of radio station WCBS in New York and evokes well the Depression era in his page-turner Murder on Mike. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. H. Paul Jeffers is the creator of the Private Eye Harry McNeil, who has starred in two detective thrillers, Rub Out at the Onyx and Murder on Mike, the latest. Murder on Mike is set in 1939, and McNeil investigates the killing of a popular radio star. Jeffers' love for radio goes back to his childhood in Pennsylvania.
My favorite broadcasts were the dramas and the mystery programs, and my favorite of all was Mr. District Attorney.
And it shall be my duty as District Attorney not only to prosecute to the limit of the law all persons accused of crimes perpetrated within this county, but to defend with equal vigor the rights and privileges of all its citizens.
Early on, Jeffers developed a fascination for New York City.
I think my taste in radio programs ran that way, too, because I loved the radio shows that recreated New York.
Well, here we are at the Little Theater off Times Square.
Have your tickets ready, please. Have your tickets ready, please.
Good evening, Mr. Persnatter. The usher will show you to your box.
Thank you. We'll go right in.
We had an old Atwater Kent radio, which was a table, and the speaker was underneath, sort of pointed at the floor, and I used to lie under it, under the table, with the speaker directly above my head, and was totally immersed in the sound.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men?
They sound stilted and old-fashioned, but if you can just project yourself back to that time when you were listening to them and maybe turn the lights out and just listen to it, some of them are still pretty good stories.
As is H. Paul Jeffers' novel, Murder on Mike. Jeffers is news director of radio station WCBS in New York. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.